Fuck. Women's love, it's so friendly. Women's love like herbal tea. Women's love empowers me. I want her to a fall down the back of such a sin. It's so wrong. I feel guilty as fuck. I try to quit. I can't help it. I guess it's just my lousy luck. So I just want to objectify my girlfriend. I like her. Can she come between the sheets? I just want to show her off my body. To dress her up. She wants to drink to such a sin. It's all wrong. I feel guilty as fuck. I gotta quit. I can't help it. I guess it's just my lousy luck. I just want to slap around my girlfriend. I just want to make her scream and yell. I just want to tie her to the bed. Put the calling at me name like you evil bitch from hell and touch the sin. It's all wrong. Well, I don't give a fuck what you think. She loves me so when I do it. But she gets me high, so I don't have that drink and touch the sin. It's so wrong. So what? So I'm a social media activist, man. It's so wrong. You sure it's like me. I'm not social media. I just want to manipulate my girlfriend. I just want to play her in the head. I want her to be some mental push-up. I want her to a fall and double bang, bang, bang.
That should give you a flavor of this show. Welcome to a very expanded edition of Queer Music Heritage. My show for this month includes a comprehensive interview with John Ginoli of Pansy Division, and this special series of 5 segments celebrating punk and queercore music. I asked John this question in part 1 of the show, but it bears repeating. It's where he describes what the term queercore means to him.
It was first homocore. When I got to San Francisco in 89, there was a zine called homocore. But in 1990, that was the year, I think in retrospect, the year of the queer, where suddenly the word queer got reclaimed. It was by ACT UP people or activists in general who were saying, you know, you want to call me queer? Yeah, I am queer. So I'm going to defuse that term for you. You call me queer, I'm going to accept that. And that was when you start hearing the phrase queercore. The funny thing about homocore, the magazine and the movement, is that they were starting to write about queer rock bands when there really weren't any. There was a cassette tape that JD's put out, Juvenile Delinquents magazine, Bruce LaBruce and G.B. Jones. But a lot of the bands that were on this tape, which I think was 89, I can't exactly remember what year, but it was definitely before Pansy Division, seemed like just a lot of ad hoc groups, like bands that like just got together to record a song or something, but not a band that you could really go see. Bands, for the most part, didn't make records later. So it was kind of like the idea of homocore or queercore or a gay rock band. People imagined it before it really existed. But what is it? It's edgy, noisy, blunt, and very in-your-face rock and roll, punk rock. A lot of it's funny. A lot of it is confrontational. There were a lot of people who just said that they were fed up and weren't going to take it anymore. And they made this music that was, you know, sharp-edged.
So was Pansy Division queercore?
Yes. We were poppier, though, than I think a lot of the other people who were associated with the term were. You know, I was aware that even though the fit wasn't perfect for us, yeah, we're a queercore band.
In researching homocore and queercore, I had trouble getting a real handle on what the sound was, and I asked Larry Bob that question, and he kind of said, well, it really is more than a sound. It's like a scene or an attitude.
There's that. But there is a sound, too. In our film, when Matt Wobensmith is interviewed, he talks about how all these bands that were starting to form under the umbrella of queercore or homocore or queer punk didn't sound very much alike. And there are great differences, but there are some other things in common.
I understand you're interested in compiling a queercore CD.
Yes. The same way that my book documents a period that I think has been underdocumented, I don't think there's a CD out there that is a definitive collection of the queer punk stuff from that moment, from the first half of the 90s. And that's what I want to do, is document that. I've talked to Alternative Tentacles. They're willing to put out the record. I've got a lot of work ahead of me. Putting a compilation together is really difficult. You have to reach so many people, and a lot of people are not easy to find.
To acquire the rights.
Yes, get their permission. Yeah, to just find them. So we'll see how long the process takes, but it's something I'm hoping to do.
In that discussion, you heard me mention to John that I had sounded out Larry Bob on the subject. Larry Bob is someone you should know about in this area, as he hosts the website at www.holytitclamps.com, which has a wealth of information about queercore and other genres. He started his Holy Tit Clamps zine 20 years ago in May, and he was very active in the queercore music scene in L.A. when it started there in the early 90s. So I'm including many of the acts and particular songs that both John and Larry Bob recommended, along with my own choices. Still, this will be a subjective show. No one could hope to cover all of queercore in even a few hours. Most of the music of these five segments will focus on the early 90s, with the rest being about evenly split before and after those years. The queercore scene was not organized, and neither will these segments have much organization. But let's jump right in with a band John gave a lot of credit to, as they were both starting out at the same time, Tribe 8. I opened with one of the earliest recordings by Tribe 8, called Manipulate. That was issued on a 4-song, 7-inch EP by Outpunk Records in 1992, along with three other acts, including Bikini Kill. Tribe 8's main members were Lynn Breedlove and Leslie Ma. Leslie Ma was one of the founders of the earlier band Anti-Scrunty Faction, which was influential in this genre. Tribe 8's first full-length album did not come out until 1996, and it was called Snarkism. I'm sharing two songs from it, and for me, the choices were easy. Here's Tribe 8 and Wrong Bathroom and Tranny Chaser.
Punk rock bands are in the USA. Stopping along the American highway. Pull into the truck stop because I gotta take a leak. Everybody's staring like I'm so kind of freak. I think I tried to sneak into the ladies' room without getting caught. All right! What? I just gotta get
Didn't say before what the title of that outpunk EP was. Well, it was called There's a Dyke in the Pit. And the contribution by Bikini Kill was also one of that band's first recordings, with the song Suck My Left One. Bikini Kill was not a lesbian band, but was such a part of the early movement that I had to include them. Bikini Kill was led by Kathleen Hanna, who later fronted the band La Tigra, so she's been long associated with the Riot Girl scene. That second song by them was called Rebel Girl, which is one of their best-known songs. It came from their 1993 album Pussy Whipped on the Kill Rock Stars label, a major force in Riot Girl and punk music to this day. The queercore and Riot Girl movements started about the same time, and there's a lot of crossover, with, of course, the Riot Girls not necessarily being lesbian. And I've got one more song to play from that There's a Dyke in the Pit EP. And like many of the songs you'll hear, it has a definite point of view. It's by 7 Year Bitch and is called Dead Men Don't Rape.
Yeah!
I followed 7 Year Bitch with an act called Power Snatch. Their track, Booty Go, appeared on, in my opinion, a mandatory CD for any fan of queercore, which I'll tell you about in a moment. Power Snatch featured Terry Lord and Darcy Douglas, who also in the mid-90s were in a band with Gretchen Phillips called Lord Douglas Phillips. The CD I was praising so highly was on Matt Wobensmith's label and was called Outpunk Dance Party. It's an excellent starting point for an adventure in queercore land. It features the band Swine King, which included Darcy Douglas, who I just mentioned, and the much-respected Randy Biscuit Turner, who died in 2005. Here's Swine King and All Broke Down.
Baby, no, there's no ands, no buts, and maybes, no turning back.
Also on the Outpunk Dance Party album was the band Hyperdrive Kittens doing Rock and Roll Drag Queen, and this next act, the Mukilteo Fairies. You might find them a bit hard to understand, even with the lyrics in front of you. I did. So here are the words to this 34-second song. I suck my cheeks in when I dance, dig a racer and man to man, get 49 enemas every day, so you better get the fuck out of my way. My wrist is limper than spaghetti, lisping every day together. Lambda's pink and ferns abound, carefree when I hit the town. I've got intrinsic fashion sense, YMCA locker rents. Butts as wide as Tennessee, fucking faggot, yeah, you know me. And for the chorus, they repeat the title 4 times. Queer enough for you? Okay, are you ready? Probably not. The Mukilteo Fairies, and by the way, Mukilteo is the name of a small town north of Seattle that has a ferry service to a nearby peninsula, though of course that ferry is spelled differently. And I guess this might be a good time to play another prominent punk act I have trouble understanding, Limp Wrist. They've been at it a long time, and I picked from them 2 songs, I Love Hardcore Boys, I Love Boys Hardcore, and The Ode. Those songs were done at the end of the 90s, and the song The Ode pays tribute to pioneering hardcore musicians Gary Floyd of the Dicks, Randy Biscuit Turner of Big Boys, and others. You already heard Randy Turner also has a member of Swine King. Let's get back to something a little more melodic, in the form of a song called Queens Make the World Go Round, from 1994. The world go round. Hot, hot, damn, they make the world go. Listen!
world go pretty.
That was a drag queen named Vaginal Davis, also known as Vaginal Cream Davis, and she spreads her talent around. She's also an actress, performance artist, and writer. She founded an act called PME, which stood for Pedro, Muriel, and Esther, and included L.A. queercore artist Glenn Meadmore. From 1991, here's their song, Closet Case.
Increases gasoline alley. It's a long time right there on the backstop. Big dick, heavy walls, nice pants, they all. You know he's a closet case. 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 Got blow dry hair with a lot of cologne. He calls his old condo on his cellular phone. Big dick, heavy balls, nice pants, they all. Tight ass, low class, banal, anal. You know he's a posse case. 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 He's 38, but thinks he's 21. Covers those wrinkles of call. Old enough to be Richard Harris. Facial scrub, lost all pearls. So long time, Ray Bell. All the fast talks. Big deal, heavy balls. Nice pants, they fall. You know he's a closet case. You know he's a closet case. Right. You know he's a closet case. So long time.
I've been looking for a boy like you. I've been looking for a boy like you. I've been looking for a boy like you. That's our farm with a big deal. I've been looking all around this world for a boy who can be my girl. I've been looking for a boy like you. Tell me that.
That was quite a musical transition, and Glenn Meadmore, part of the act PME you heard first, definitely had his own niche in the queercore scene. What he did has been called cowpunk. His first album, called Chicken and Biscuits, came out in 1987, and I took the song Boy Like You from his third album, Boned, from 1991. I love the titles of his recordings, others have been named Squab Red, Hot Horny and Born Again, and Cowboy Songs for Little Hustlers. Another important queercore band came out of New York City and went by the name God Is My Co-Pilot. They were unusual in that they were a mixed band with both male and female members. Craig Flanagan was on guitar, and most of the vocals were by Sharon Topper. I'm playing two of their songs, and the first is a cover, and I have trouble resisting cover versions of girl group songs of the 60s. They did the Shangri-La's song, Out in the Streets.
She don't hang around with the gang no more. She don't do the wild things that she did before. Comb her hair like she did before, and she don't wear those dirty old black boots no more. Gang no more. Gee, she doesn't smile like she did before.
Thank you.
after Out in the Streets was the song Queer Disco Anthem, which they recorded for the 1995 compilation Outpunk Dance Party. And the lyrics, We're Here, We're Queer, We're Going to Fuck Your Children, according to the liner notes, were sung as the complete absurdity that it is, because it's straight men who are child molesters. Keep that in mind for this next song.
Something's going down again. The gay boys are that town again. Gonna make you frown again. The gay boys going down again. We're going straight past you tonight. You know, sometimes we're gonna fight. We're sorry, and they are blessed ideals. Tip you down and come.
That was a Pennsylvania band called The Halflings, and Oi Oi, We Fuck Boys. You can probably only find that on a 7-inch vinyl EP called Stop Homophobia. There were two Stop Homophobia recordings issued by Rick McGee from Dallas in the mid-90s, and I think he did a great job in compiling the songs. Here's a medley of three more from Volume 2, starting out with a UK band called Mouthful, ranting about the then age of consent in England with their song 16.
We'll be right back.
following the bad mouthful with one you probably could not understand. And in this case, that's more than justified, as the band was from Poland and the song Homophobia was sung in Polish. And the third of the trio from Stop Homophobia Volume 2 and closing this segment is a band called The Decembrists, which is not the same band that was formed by Colin Molloy around 2000 called Decembrists. This band was led by Eden Felt, who in the mid-80s was in the queer band Comrades in Arms and later in the band Fag Bash. He wrote and sings on the song called Heterosexual Panic.
Faggot, a bundle of sticks or twigs for use as fuel. Oxford English Dictionary, 1300.
Faggot, with special reference to the practice of burning heretics alive, especially in phrase fire and faggot, and to fry a faggot, to be burnt alive. Also, to bear, carry a faggot, as those did who renounced heresy. Oxford English Dictionary, 1555.
Faggot. A term of abuse or contempt applied to a woman. Oxford English Dictionary, 1591.
Faggot, a male homosexual. Oxford English Dictionary, 1914.
Fairies, nances, swishes, fags, lessies. Call them what you please. The New York Daily News, 1972.
It's words that break your bones.
Okay, here's one more. I start off the JD's Homocore tape segment this month with Nikki Parasite, and there's so much more to that band than that demo. Perhaps, to coin a phrase, they are high-energy power pop punk. From 1993 by The Parasites is Let Down.
I was in love with you. I thought you loved me too. But now I finally realize the empty promises and lies. For my doubts, my patience has run out. So long.